Even though we've lived through a city-flattening blizzard, the advent of a bear market, and umpteen presidential debates on TV, the year is still young. You still have some time to do some careful planning. Joining me with some predictions for what Congress will do to and about the federal workforce this year, Jessica Clement, Legislative Director of the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association. Jessica, great to have you back.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Looking at the bigger picture, something that has bandied about the Obama administration from the beginning, now it will not happen, of course, because the administration is leaving in less than a year. What about the whole idea of reforming civil service once again?
Interesting you bring that up, actually, Tom, because I do think there's talk in Congress about this.
And what kind of talk? Do you have any idea what they're talking about specifically?
Still trying to figure that out. We had a markup in the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee a couple weeks ago that included several smaller reform bills. Talked about there was a bill on extending probationary period. There was a bill on admin leave that actually ultimately got pulled. There was a senior executive, quote, reform act, not really reform act when you're decreasing someone's due process rights. There was a personnel file bill. So these smaller bills are getting attention in the Committee of Jurisdiction. I think that tells us that this committee has an appetite for civil service reform. Also, not as much attention on the campaign trail as I actually would have thought. I was watching the debate last night and they had a whole topic on government reform initiatives, and I only watched a piece of it, but no one really took aim at the federal workforce, which is not necessarily what you would expect from a Republican debate. So I think the appetite in Congress is there. I'm not quite sure where the appetite is with the administration.
Because when you talk about changing the probation period here or that due process there, that's almost like civil service deform instead of reform.
I'm thinking back when there are many who would agree with you.
Yeah, when the SES was created and under President Carter, it was really a whole brand new look at everything. And that hasn't happened in some sense. Maybe that wasn't even it. But since the GS system itself was created, does anybody ever talk in those terms anymore?
I think so. What we saw in 2014 was a quote-unquote scandal at the Veterans Affairs Department, right? And it was off with their heads with the senior executives. And Congress passed and the president signed into law sweeping reform for senior executives at the Department of Veterans Affairs. Lo and behold, less than a year later, we now have legislation from the House Veterans Affairs chairman who wants to do the exact same thing to the rest of the VA workforce. I think there are two things happening here. I think what happens at the Department of Veterans Affairs has a trickle-down effect for the rest of the federal workforce. And even if you don't work at the VA, I think you should be paying attention to what Congress wants to do to employees there, because I think that's setting the stage. I think the VA is going to be the test case for the rest of the federal workforce. And then you also have this other track where Congress wants to make substantive changes to the senior executive service. And I think that could certainly have a trickle-down effect to the rest of the federal workforce. So I think a lot of people could be saying to themselves, well, those are SESers. I'm never going to be SES. I don't need to pay attention to what Congress is doing. Yes, you do, because if members of Congress are trying to limit due process rights for senior executives, I think the very next step is to do so for the rest of the federal workforce. In terms of the general schedule, the problem with wide-ranging civil service reform, and we saw it at DOD with NSPS, and then we saw the repeal of NSPS. Now there's smaller demo projects being rolled out at a few of the installations within DOD. But these things cost money. If you're going to reform the general schedule and pay federal employees at their market rate, there are federal employees in the upper echelons whose pay is capped right now at a certain amount, but their private sector jobs are the equivalent of almost twice as much what they're making with the federal government. So if you do general schedule reform and you start paying federal employees what they're worth in the private sector, you are going to have employees who are currently severely underpaid who then get a huge paid bump. That is going to cause any piece of legislation to reform the general schedule to cost money. It's hard to get a cost savings from reform of the GS system. That lends itself to a greater unlikelihood that Congress would take this on.
So for 2016, then, what you're looking for, basically, or predicting, is a lot of small measures that could maybe balloon later into more comprehensive measures.
I think that is absolutely accurate. I think it's safe to say that some of these smaller measures will go to the House floor. What their fate is after that remains unseen. But I think civil service reform could be looked at like many areas of Congress, for instance, tax reform. how much is this Republican Congress going to get done? I mean, the House at the beginning of this year only had 75 legislative days to begin with. They missed a whole week because they canceled votes because of the snowstorm in D.C. So you already have a very truncated House schedule this year. How much is the House going to be willing to get done, knowing that much of what they could do is either going to die in the Senate or be vetoed by the president, when they're holding out hopes for a Republican in the White House, you know, less than a year from now, as you said? So I don't think there's an appetite to do any big things in Congress this year in general, when you could have a situation next year where, you know, the House is absolutely going to stay under Republican control. The Senate, I think, you know, has a good chance of flipping, has a good chance of staying in Republican hands. And then who knows what's going to happen in the presidential election. Any big reform measures are going to wait until after the November election.
So the gun is on the wall, but we won't see it fired until a couple of more acts.
I think that's likely. But then again, I inaccurately predicted what Congress will do several times in the past. So just my guess at this point in time.
Well, you've got good company. Jessica Clement is legislative director of the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jessica Clement is legislative director of the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.